It's Chaitanya Bhagavat class. When we left off a month ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip. He's just started his Sankirtan movement, his Sankirtan pastimes of traveling and moving around the streets of Navadvip with all his devotees engaged in Harinam Sankirtan. And as you know, they went to the Qazi's house. So they went to the whole party, the procession of 100,000 or so devotees, they went to the Qazi's house. And they trashed his garden and they scared him and he ran away. Then afterwards, Lord Chaitanya continued his ecstasy of dancing through the streets. And everyone was so happy and joyful to see that the Lord was now... And they were fearless now that the Qazi had ran away from home. And everyone was taking to the streets and chanting the holy name of the Lord. This was the first ever, very first Nagar Sankirtan party in the history of Kali Yuga that we're hearing about. This is the history with ecstatic chanting and dancing. Jaya Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali Gaya Sabha Nagariya Dhiya Hatte Tali. The Nadia Vasis, the residents of Navadvip, they clapped their hands and sang Jaya Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali Jaya Kola Hala Prati Nagare Nagare Vasaye Sakala Loka Ananda Sagare. As the auspicious vibration filled the entire city, everyone floated in an ocean of bliss. Keva kon dige nache, keva gaya vai, kena nahi jani keva kon dige dhai. No one could tell who was dancing in which direction, who was singing, who was playing a musical instrument, or who was running in which direction. Obviously, everyone was gone somewhat mad. They were just going hither and thither and dancing and chanting, and because it was something they'd been waiting for so long. And previous to this event, the various Hindus in their houses, they were having some kirtan performances, never in the streets. And even when the first party that came to the streets was some of Lord Chaitanya's followers at Shivas's house. And then the Qazi's men went and broke the mardangas and beat them and chased them with sticks and said, if anybody here is performing any sankirtan in their house or anywhere, they'll get beaten and converted into a mogul, into a Muslim. So everybody became like choop. Just like you see in the village, if there's a bunch of birds are chirping and doo 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 doo. And then they see some eagle flies over, like the birds, we have these birds, chiria, they call them, chiria, sparrow. They're singing, ta-ta-ta-ta. But what happens is the eagles come and they take away the sparrows for lunch. They eat them. So then the eagle will come and land in the neem tree in our garden. And all of a sudden, toop, becomes very quiet. Everything's very, very quiet. And because at Chiria, they don't want to give away their location to this eagle. From the same way, all the pious religious Hindus in Navadvip, they became very quiet and silent. They didn't want, maybe they were in their houses clapping their hands, no mardanga, no kartal, no instruments, because they didn't want to be caught by the Qazi's henchmen and be beaten for chanting the holy name. It's very much like the devotees in Russia and Singapore and different places in the world that are run by Muslim countries or anti-religious governments. The devotees have to do everything in secret. They gather in their apartments and they have kirtan just clapping their hands. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very secretly. And they pray for the day when they can come to India and go out on a sankirtan performance in the streets with the devotees of Delhi and freely express themselves with kartal and mardanga and wear their dhotis and saris and tilak in public, which is something they can never think of doing in their communist-controlled, Muslim-controlled countries. So this is... you see how happy they are, the devotees. They don't know where they're going. They don't know who's playing instruments, who's chanting, dancing, running here and there. They're forgetting themselves. Let's say forgetting their bodily designations. And that's what kirtan does. It's the supreme homogenizing unit. Everyone becomes one in the kirtan. No more Hindu, Bindu, No more Chinese, American. Everyone becomes Krishna Das, Das, Das. Union with the holy name. Glorifying the Lord. It's a divine communion, a universal party. Chinese, it's amazing. If you've ever been in Mayapur, during Mayapur festival, Chinese devotees, Japanese devotees, African devotees, Indian devotees, American, German, Swiss, Russian. Jai Shachi Nandana Gaura Hari, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura Hari. And it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. All Africans, Americans, and former Hindus and Muslims and Christians and Orthodox and Jews and tribals and Aborigines, and they're all there chanting, unified in a kirtan. And this is the truth, because God is one. We say God is one, God is the Father. Everywhere they say God is the Father. The only way to realize this is in Sankirtan. You try to make some bill, oh, love your neighbor, love your friends. But I don't like my friend. I don't like my neighbor. He's black, he's white, he's tall, he's short, he's fat, he's thin. But then when everyone submits to the holy name, then all these designations and upadis and differences, they're all dissolved. And if one has been in such a kirtan, and you see when the devotees are chanting in the Sankirtan, Africans and Chinese and Indian and Americans and Europeans and South Americans and Mexicans and all different, and they're all looking at each other, and they're just, when they're just glancing heart to heart. Because when you're glancing heart to heart, then all, there's no boundaries and limitations of body and gender and creed and race and caste and varna and all these external value judgments. Because you're just, you know, you're seeing through it all, through the cover. So Sankirtan gives everyone the ability to see through the cover. When you're chanting the holy names, you see through the cover, because every covering is imperfect. Every soul is perfect, and the coverings are various degrees of imperfection. Anarthas, unwanted things, ignorance, illusions, attachments, perversions, desires, they're all coverings of the pure Atma, Satchidananda Atma. But this Sankirtan, it says that bhakti dissolves the subtle body. So the most powerful form of bhakti is Nam Sankirtan. When one performs Nam Sankirtan, then the mind, that vast reservoir of illusion, that vast reservoir of problems, the mind. There's one verse in the Dhyan Yoga chapter six, of the sixth chapter of Gita. It says, Atmana Ripu, Atmana Bandhu. And Atma can be translated, Atma can be translated as soul, as body, or as mind. Atma. Atma Bandhu means Dina Bandhu, the friend of the poor. Priya Bandhu, my beloved friend, Priya Bandhu. So this Atma Bandhu means the mind is your friend. Krishna says the mind can be the friend of the conditioned soul or his ripu. Ripu means enemy. Morari ripu, the enemy of the Mora demon. Ripu. Because when our mind is an enemy, then it rips us off. It rips us off, so it's ripu. R-I-P-U. R-I-P-U means enemy. Antagonist. Unfavorable party. Antagonistic party. Negative aspect. Atma Bandhu, Atma Ripu. So we want the mind to be our friend. How do we make our mind our friend? We saturate our mind with Krishna, with Dina Bandhu, Sri Krishna. And the best way to saturate the mind with Sri Krishna is Nam Sankirtan. So therefore they were all gathering in the streets chanting Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vana Mali Gaya Savinagariya Diya Hate Tali. Jaya Krishna Mukunda Murari Vana Mali Gaya Savinagariya Diya Hate Tali. All the residents of Navadvipa, Sab Gai Nagari, Sab Nagari, Dia hatte tali. Dia hatte tali. This is hat. Tali is beat. Tal means the beat. Well, the beat. One, two, three. Do tal. Dia, they were giving. Dia, they were giving the beat with their hands. Gaya, they were singing. Gai sab nagariya hatte tali. Dia hatte tali. This nice scene. Jai Krishna Mukunda Murari Vanamali. Age nritya karya chaliye bhaktagan sheshe chale Mahaprabhu Sri Shachinandan. Devotees danced in front and Mahaprabhu, the son of Shachi, danced behind. Because they are entertaining the Lord. When the Lord moves somewhere, who goes in front? The devotees. When Jagannath goes in procession, we go behind that Lord or in front? In front. Naturally. But when a king goes somewhere, where does everybody go? Behind. When a mundane king goes in procession, everybody's behind. Hail the king! Step aside, small fry. And everyone's, yes. And they're sprinkling rose petals and they're throwing sandalwood and the king is in procession. And everyone's behind. But when the Lord goes in procession, the devotees go in front of the Lord, isn't it? The Lord goes behind, breathing all the dust of his devotees' feet. And it's a fact that also in front of the devotees, there are devotees sprinkling rose water on a pathway and sprinkling rose petals. Because the devotees are as worshipable as the Lord. So the devotees are dancing on the lotus, dancing on the flower petals on the street. The devotees are smelling the rosewood sprinkled on the road. And then the Lord walking behind the devotees, Jagannath on his rath walking behind the devotees, or Mahaprabhu walking behind, he's getting all that remnants of the devotees' feet. They're bhakta duli, bhakta charana duli, the dust of their feet. It's relishable. And they're just looking at the Lord and they're dancing. Mahaprabhu's going behind. And he's just like when Krishna goes cowherding, where the cows go in front of Krishna or behind? In front. Aage. And Krishna gets sprinkled with the goduli. It looks so beautiful. When the dust of the cow's feet is mixed in his hair and covering his face and his form and his hair. It's like increases his beauty, as if his beauty is like the moon hiding behind clouds. And the moon is in the full moon is moving in the sky. It's very beautiful. But there's some thin clouds at night. Sometimes you see the moon is peeking out through the clouds. It looks more enchanting and more attractive. So the gopis, when they see Krishna returning with Uttara Goshta Lila, 3:36 in the afternoon until 6 o'clock, then they're on the palace rooftops or on the roadside or they're peeking out from the kunjas and they see Krishna's face and his hair and his morpunk, his peacock feathers sprinkled with his goduli, this grayish dust, and his iridescent, beautiful, dark blue complexion is hidden with that moon-like covering of the duli from the cow's feet. It increases their captivation more and more. They say, oh, look how Krishna looks so beautiful, that dust on his face. It's a bhushanam. It's not a dosh. It's not a fault. It's an ornament. Generally, if we get mud on us, if we get some mud or some dust on our face, we want to get our apricot cucumber facial cleanser and immediately cleanse that dust from our face and all these kind of things. But in Braj, these are ornaments. When Krishna's in Gokul, he's always covered with mud. Because he's falling in the mud. And he looks so beautiful. And when Mahaprabhu is in Nimai Pandit's coming home from school, then they have ink wars. They have ink wars. The Brahmins, they take their quills, these feathers, and they have some ink, and they start getting in arguments, and they sprinkle, and they toot-toot-toot-toot-toot. The little black dots all over their face, and they look so beautiful. Kirtaniya Brahma Shiva Ananta Apani Nrityakari Prabhu Vaishnavera Chudomani. Brahma Shiva Ananta himself chanted as Mahaprabhu, who was the crest jewel of all the Vaishnavas, danced. Nihate sandeha kichuna kariha mane, se prabhu kahi jache kripaya apane. Gauranga mercifully instructed everyone to not have any doubts about these pastimes. Anantar buddha loka sange vishambhar pravesha karila shanka vanika nagara. Vishambhar, accompanied by millions of people, entered the village of conch shell merchants. Shanka vani kera pure utili anand hari bhali bhajaye mridanga ghanta sanka. The conch shell merchants became filled with happiness and chanted names Hari, blew conch shells and played mridangas and rang bells. Pushpamaya patte nachi chale vishambhar chatur dike jwale dipa paramasandhar. The road that Vishambhar was dancing along was covered with flowers, and most attractive torches burned in the four directions. Se chandra, you should try to like be there. That's the whole idea. It's apparently it must be sunset time. Didn't say, but there are lots of torches there. And all the merchants are on either side of the street. There are small shops like you see in these Indian villages, and they're selling all kinds of conch shell items. And then the Lord Chaitanya is dancing. Now, of course, he's not sannyasi. He has beautiful, long, flowing, wavy black hair. And he's wearing a yellow, can be wearing a dark red dhoti, and red chadar, just a chadar, no shirt. Some beautiful champak garland or some huge garland, and his long arms, he's dancing, and some garlands around his wrist, small garlands around his wrist, flower garlands. And he has because his hair, some is like this, like ladies do sometimes, some is like this, and some he's tied up like this, chudamani. You know, chudamani means like a top knot. And then that top knot is going like this, and it's surrounded by some small mogra garlands or bakul garlands. This is a beautiful sight. And all the devotees are playing, you know, wampur kartals, down, 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 chum, chum. And big fat mridangas, there's big fat mridangas. There's different kinds of shaped mridangas, big fat, this big. They make heavy sound, tong, tong. Then there's smaller ones, make ding, ding, a higher sound. All different sized mridangas, and it's beautiful. And the merchants are all, as I said, all the Agarwals are quite, usually these merchants are quite pious. So whenever kirtans, I was on Rath Yatra a few times. There was a Rath Yatra went through Mathura. There was actually some kirtan mandali. Somebody, you know, some Hindus have some Rath Yatra, and they invited the Vrindavan temple to come. So we went with floats. We had different bullock carts with children dressed up as Radha and Krishna and gopis. And we had some dioramas of Gaur Nitai. Then we had kirtan parties. It was a long, long procession, about 2 kilometers long. Many different groups going through Mathura. Through the business areas by the Yamuna, by the Janmasthan. And Lokanath Swami was in one kirtan party, and Navyogendra Swami is another kirtan party. It was nice. So all the merchants are all along, it's all merchants and baniyas. Baniyas, it says vanikera. Vanikera means baniya in Hindi. And they're all coming out with garlands, and they're all rose water they're spraying and sprinkling and flowers and giving us kilos of sweets and drinks. And they're all, Hari, Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. It's a great festival. And they were so happy to see all the devotees. They felt so energized and inspired. And the true joy of the inner heart was elicited or brought out by the presence of the devotees in that kirtan performance in their streets of Mathura. So now the merchants are becoming like that. They're ringing bells, they're playing mridangas, blowing conch shells. I mean, what else? They're conch shell merchants. They have to blow conch shells. It was covered with flowers, and there's torches burning everywhere. Sri Chandra Shobha Kiva Kahi Bari Pari Jahate Kirtana Kori Gauranga Shihari. The author says, I can't describe the beauty of the moon under the illumination of which Gaurahari performed his kirtan. So the moon is there, it's evening time, the moon is shining on the kirtan party. Gaurachandra. Kiba Jayo Jayo Gaurachandra. Jagamanalova. Isn't it Jagamanalova? He's created Jagamanalova. The whole he's created greed in the minds of everyone in the universe. Jagamanalova. Lova means greed, attraction. He's so beautiful, Gaurachandra. This Gaurachandra is being described here, dancing in Nadia, that the minds of every jaga, the whole universe, are being attracted to him. Greedy. Lova means they're greedy to see his beauty. Prati dware purna kumba ramba amrasar narigani hari bali deya jayakar. There were filled water pots, banana trees and mango leaves at every doorstep of every house along the way. The ladies made auspicious sounds and chanted the names of Hari. Do you know what it's called? Jayakara. Jayakara means victory sounds. Jayakara. Do you know what those sounds are? The Bengali ladies, they make... You ever heard? So the ladies, when the kirtan, all the 5-10 mridanga, dun dun boom, 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 boom. The deep sound of the mridanga sounds like the rumbling of clouds in the monsoon season. And as the peacocks make that sound, make a, you know, meowing sound when they hear the clouds in the monsoon season, the Bengali ladies, and also in the spiritual world, when they hear the rumbling, cloud-like, deep mridangas of the kirtan party, then they make that same sound of the peacocks. You know, you must have heard. So this is, the Lord likes it. It's called Jayakara, victory sound. E mata sakala nagare shobakare, ailatakura tantuvahira nagare. After gracing the entire village in this way, Mahaprabhu went to the village of the weavers, the cloth merchants, the kaprawalas. So he's really he's benedicting all the businessmen, all the banics, baniyas. First the conch shell sellers and merchants, now the cloth weavers. The weavers. Utila mangala dhwani jaya kolahala tantuvaya sabha haila anande vivala. As a tumultuous vibration of auspicious sounds arose, the weavers became overwhelmed in ecstasy. See, what we're hearing, this is history. We go all around the world, we go on Sankirtan performance, or Sankirtan parties, Nagar Kirtan, Shobha Yatra, Shobha Yatra, Nagar Kirtan. In Braj, there's 1,200 villages. Every morning at sunrise, they perform what is called Shobha Yatra. They take Dolak and Kartal and some small sound system. And there's a group of men, I think mostly men, women are busy with so many chores that organize the household. And a group of married men, and maybe their sons, who's ever part of this Sangha, they go around the villages chanting the Nam Sankirtan, the names of the Lord, to wake up the village. Jeev Jago, Gaurachandra Bole, Kota Nidra, Jao Maya, Pisa Chira Kole. Udilo Arona Purabha Bhage, Dvijamani Gauramani Jage, Tatai Tatai Vajaloko, Gane Gonoi. So the Lord Chaitanya, in the morning time when the sun was rising, he would wake up everyone. This is the very first Sankirtan performance being described. Very first. When they started a little bit, just Srivas, then the Kazi closed it. He beat everyone with sticks and lattis and chased in their houses and broke their legs, everything. And said, so I catch anyone playing mridanga anywhere in any house, I'll convert them to a Muslim and drive them out of this town. So everyone became so afraid. And Lord Chaitanya responded with a massive civil disobedience movement, massive procession of millions torch-bearing, rather excited Hindu followers. And they went to the Qazi's house and he ran away. Then he made a proclamation, okay, no more stopping the Sankirtan. So now, celebrating that victory over tyranny, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is organizing. He's going, okay, everybody, you see, it's okay now. You can come out of hiding. You know, you can dust off your mridangas and bring out. That's what it said when he went through the village, when he went through the conch shell merchant's village. It said they were playing their mridangas. Mahaprabhu's party is full of mridangas, hundreds of mridangas. We already heard that before, a few verses. There are mridangas and wampers in their own conch shells blowing. Now, when they enter the party, everyone says, "Oh, it's okay, it's safe now, it's bona fide. The Lord has sanctioned it. We don't have to be afraid anymore. There's unity. There's power in the masses. Right? They say one person is small, but you get 100 together, then have some power. Strength in numbers, that's a phrase. Strength in numbers. The more numbers, the more strength. There's only one, and you don't have much strength. If you have one, you have an army of one person. That's not very intimidating. But if an army of 5 million people attacks Delhi, then people might probably get scared. Organized army of 5 million soldiers advancing towards Delhi, I think people would think about take their paratas and run. pack their paratas and run to the south. So now everyone's feeling encouraged. Encouraged means encouraged. That's an interesting word. Oh, I have to encourage you. To encourage you means to give you strength. Courage means strength, valor. Courage means heroism, valor, vira. And vira, to be encouraged. Be encouraged means you're given strength, you're given power to move forward and act independently and courageously and with confidence and determination. So now the conscious, oh yeah, let's get our mardangas out. Okay, bum, bum, bum. They're playing their mardangas and they're chanting Hari, Hari. Now it's kind of like you see when they have these fireworks displays. Sometimes I saw at the temple, in Krishnamalam temple, they shoot up fireworks, different festivals. So I want to see this Indian fireworks thing. So I was on the roof of the Gurukul because our room was over there. So I went up there to see how they organized and what they had. There's a bunch of Coke bottles and stuff. And then they had all the fireworks, different bombs and rockets, you know, set up. The guy was taking his, I don't know what he had, candle or something. He was just light going this one to that one. One guy. He would hit the fuse of that one, shoo, and boom, and this one goes shoo, boom, boom, and they'd do different things. But one guy was igniting all those different rockets and crackers and spinners and lights and all these things. So in the same way, but they were dormant until they got lit. They were just potential fireworks, but not activated, not displaying their power. So all these groups of people are dormant. All these devotees are dormant, not displaying their potential of fear of the Kazi's reprisal and imprisonment and loss of caste. Now Lord Chaitanya is going like that candle. He's going, okay, psh, okay, conch shell salesmen, they're fired up. Okay, get the weavers fired up. Get everyone fired. So he's going from group to group. Like sometimes devotees do in a kirtan performance. There's in a temple you see sometimes there's sankirtan and some devotees are just shuffling their feet and then some brahmacharis a little more enthusiastic. Then some sannyasi or someone comes, hey, and he grabs him, get it, you know. He grabs him by the arm and throws him in the center. Oh, okay, and kind of like a robot or something. He's just sitting there dead, you know. Like, Hare Krishna. And then brahmachari grabs him. And then as soon as that guy, the sannyasi's not looking at him, then he goes back. Again, becomes dormant. It's like you wind up the little... The Hare Krishna doll. You wind up the Hare Krishna doll and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you wind up, Hare Krishna. We're always supposed to be wound up. It's not like, you know, it's not a doll. It's not mechanical. It's organic. It's original, primeval, inherent. Atma Jivan. Chaitanya. Chaitana. Lord Chaitanya came to wake up everybody. To give life. Chaitanya, the Lord of life. Lord Chaitanya means the Lord that came to give life. We're all dead. Lord Chaitanya means the life Lord. That's what it means. Chaitanya means Chaitanya. He's the life Lord. The Lord of life, because we're all living dead. So it's a beautiful scene. Beautiful moon is shining over Lord Chaitanya. Everything's decorated. That's why we're hearing such a festive description, because it's a big festival. It's a coming out party. It's like a marriage. All of a sudden, this little girl's been locked up in the house for 24 years or something, and no one knows so much about her. Then finally, it's her marriage date, and they spend $50 million and all kinds of fanfare and flowers and arrangements in the whole neighborhood, and everybody comes to know that so-and-so's daughter is getting married. So it's the same thing with a kirtan party. Everything's been hidden, so now that everybody knows that it's legalized and it's okay, everyone's celebrating. All of a sudden, these ordinary doorways are decorated with water pots, full pots, brass pots of water and banana trees and all kinds of ashok leaves and mango leaves. It's a festival. It's a Sankirtan festival and everyone's excited about the whole thing. And he's going to weavers and they're all dancing in ecstasy. Nache sabe nagariya diya karatali hari bhala mukunda gopala vanamali. All the residents of Navadvip, they clapped their hands as they danced and chanted, Haribo Mukunda Gopala Vanamali, Sarva Muke Harinama Shuni Prabhu Hase, Nachya Charlila Prabhu, Shidadera Vase. Mahaprabhu smiled as he heard the name of Hari emanate from everyone's mouth. The Lord then danced down the road to the house of Sridhar. Kolavecha Sridhar. Kolavecha means Kailawala. Kailawala means banana salesman, Kolavecha. Kolavecha means he was a seller of bananas. He sold Kailapata banana leaves and banana flowers and different parts of the banana, which the banana tree or Kaila, which the Bengalis make into different kinds of sabjis like mochakanda. It's this chopped up banana inside a banana tree with coconut. It's called mochakanda. It's a very tasty preparation, sabji type. They offer it in Mayapur. So the Lord says, Prabhu Hase, Sarvamukhi Harinam Shuni Prabhu Hase. Sarvamukhi Harinam Shuni Prabhu Hase. Why do you chant Hare Krishna? Prabhu Mukhi Hase. You can be pleased to not smile. Yes? Smiling means you're very pleased. you have a good meal and your wife says, how was it? Yeah, it's nice. Mm. But if you really like it and it's really good, she doesn't have to ask you. Because you're like, when you're smiling ear to ear because it was all your favorite preparations and they were made just right and you're really hungry and just hit the spot and you beamed with a smile of natural appreciation, natural acceptance and gratitude. So this is how to make the Lord smile. We don't chant Hare Krishna to please the Lord. We chant Hare Krishna to make the Lord smile. Pleasing your beloved is one thing, but making your beloved smile is another thing. So this is a nice point. That Sarvamukhe Harinam. Sarvamukhe means every mouth. If every mouth, mukhe, face, mouth, mukhe, Sarvamukhe Harinam. If every mouth of every face, of every man, of every woman, of every place and every race was filled with the name of Sri, says Harinam, Krishna's name, Bhagavan's name, then Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Gauranga, they would be smiling. And if God smiles upon you, then that's perfection. So this is what's happening in Nadia. The Lord is smiling. Now he's dancing right along. The party is, it's a moving party, Sankirtan party. So he's been interacting with the general masses. People that are not really known specifically to him. But now he's going to become very intimate and meet not just the generic cloth merchants, the weavers. He's not going to meet the conch shell bangle sellers or the chandi chok wallas or the anaj mandi wallas. He's going to a specific person, to a specific house, Sridhar, Kolavecha Sridhar. Now, Lord Chaitanya, when he started the Sankirtan movement, he's about 19 years old, 20 years old. He stayed in Navadvip till he's 24. Yes? And this is only a few years, 20. He got initiated when he was about 19 or 20, Harinam, from Ishwar Puri. So, he has known this Kolavecha Sridhar since he's a young boy, since he was 4 years old. He used to go there on the way home from school and bargain for bananas, because Lord Chaitanya liked two things very much. He likes sandesh and kela, bananas. He'll dance around to get sandesh. The Nadia Brahmanis, they would come and tell to Sachimata, they say, "Oh, Nimai, if you dance for us, we'll give you some sandesh." And he'd say, "How much sandesh?" And they would say, itna, so much, this much. And he said, and they would start clapping their hands. Jai Vishwambar, Jaya Nimai Sachinandana, Gora Hari Prabhu, Jaya Shri Goranga. Right? So they would sing, and then he would dance, and they would give him sandesh, and then he would smile. So after school, on the way home, he would feel hungry. Children feel hungry after school, as you know. And they want to get a snack. So they have some money in their pocket. Somehow they catch here and there. And they buy some alu tiki in the winter, and different thing, ice popsicle in the summer, and whatever, something. So he would stop there, and he would have something, to money or something. Say, "Hey, Sridhar. Hey, Kulavecha. Hey, Kailawala. I want all these bananas. How much?" He said, "That's 5 rupees. "No, no, I give you 1 rupee. He said, "No, no, the rate is 5 rupees, my dear boy." "No, no, I give you 1 rupee. He said, "No, hey, you are the son of Jagannath Mishra. You're a Brahmin. You have to be honest." "No, no, I don't care. I'm taking all these bananas." So they would fight back and forth. Then he would run away. He said, "I'm telling your father." I knew, and he would just say, Nimai would go like this, and he'd run away. Eat the bananas. Practically stealing them. And sometimes he wouldn't even pay 1 rupee. He would go with his friends. Nimai would go with his friends, and a couple of friends would get under one of these gray chutters. You know these gray chutters they wear in a village, these dark gray type of things? Lohi or something. Lohi. And a few boys, they're kind of big, they're usually long, like 7 feet long, 5 feet wide. So the boys would get under this chutter at full moon night, and some of the boys would go like this and put their fingers up like this, and some would go like this, like they go like this, and they make different kind of postures, and they move along underneath. So the boys are going like this. Those were the two horns of a bull. Two horns of a brisha. Brisha horn, you know, horns. And this was the tail. They hold their arm like this. So they're all moving underneath this chutter inside of Kulavecha Sridhar's banana patch. And it just looked like some big bull was there. And then Nimai would be in the middle, and he'd be going like this, snatching bananas and pulling them under and giving to the boys and eating them. So then Kulavecha Sridhar would look out in the moonlight. He couldn't make out very clearly. Hey, who's there? What is that? Hey, oh, jow, jow. Some bull would be there. Jow, jow. He thinks some bull was stealing his bananas, but, you know, that was that was Nimai Pandit. He was just wouldn't even pay 1 rupee. He would just steal them blindly. So in this way, he had a long-term relationship. Now he's 19. He's known Kulavecha Sridhar since 15, 16 years. Now he's dancing. Now he's not stealing any bananas anymore. He's stealing hearts. He's stealing hearts of all the Nadia Vatsis, and he's with the Kirtan party. And he's coming right to his house. And there's a whole long discussion here about his Leela at Kulavecha Sridhar's house. And Kulavecha Sridhar, he is very, very poor. Not like the merchants in Baniyas nowadays. They sell anything, they become millionaires. But Kulavecha Sridhar, he was very, very, very poor. You can see what kind of business. 5 rupees worth of bananas, he's only getting 1 rupee for them. Nimai Pandit was making off with 1 rupee and at night stealing half his crop of bananas. So it's difficult to make much money with that kind of neighborhood. But there's so much love between them. Because who is this Kulavecha Sridhar? Does anyone know who he is? He in Gaur Leela, 500 years ago, he came as this Kulavecha Sridhar. I think he's a Brahmin also. Poor Brahmin. But he was selling bananas. And I think he's Brahmin. Do you know who he was in Krishna Leela? Madhu Mangal. Madhumangala is Mansukh. You say Mansukh. Mansukh, he makes you laugh. He's funny man. Makes happy mind. Mansukh, Batu, Madhumangal. He has a funny, his neck is bent like this. He walks like this. He's Krishna's joker, joking friend. He walks funny and he's always telling jokes. He's a Brahmin and he hangs around Krishna's house. Sometimes he does puja, but there's other people to do the full-time puja. He's just kind of a comic Brahmin. He's a funny guy. He's called Vidushaka. In drama, it's called Vidu, Vidushaka. He's a jokester, jester. So that same person. Banga eka gara matra shidare ravas Uttari lagia prabhu tanhara avas. Gauranga entered Sridhar's house, which consisted of one broken room. Banga gar. Banga eka gar. Sridhara vas. A broken room. So it's not that a fancy house attracts the Lord. You know, the big, big bungalow, 3 crore bungalow, but Krishna will never come there. Duryodhan had the 25 crore bungalow in Delhi. He invited Krishna for lunch, and Krishna said, no thanks. I'd rather go to Vidura's house underneath the banyan tree. So here he is. He's attracted to the wealth. The wealth was not his house. The wealth was the heart of the person in the house. The wealth of love, the wealth of Bhagavan Prem in the heart of Sridhar, that's what attracted. His house is broken, but his heart was in good repair. He had a banga gar, but his heart was in good shape, pure heart. So he may have a pukka house and a broken heart. So Sridhar, Kulavishya Sridhar, he had a one room, ek gar, banga gar, broken room. But God came to his house happily and joyfully. Sabe eka loha patra achaye dujhare katatani tali taha kore chore onahare. At Sridhar's doorway, at the door entrance way on the side, he had one iron water pot that had been repaired a number of times. It was so broken and so many holes and patched up and fixed up holes. As you know, if you have these iron buckets, they get holes in them. If you have ever lived in the country, you have these iron steel buckets, they're actually iron. And they get holes, and then there's these guys, these tin wallahs, and they come around and this little thing that spins around and makes air and they melt something and they fix it. Now they're getting a little extra with rubber and plastic. So they come around with some plastic and they put some fiberglass. The whole bottom of your bucket is rusted out. They put a piece of rubber down there and glue it to the sides. So he had this wild broken water pot repaired so many times. It was so bad and so broken, even a chore wouldn't hare. Chore o na hare. That's very nice. Bengali is so good. Chore o na hare. Hare means thief. Steal. I mean, chore means chore, the thief, and take it. To steal or to take is a hare. Even a thief wouldn't steal it. The chore na hare. Nityakari Mahaprabhu Sridhara Angane Jalapurna Pacha Prabhu Dekhili Apane. As Mahaprabhu danced in Sridhar's courtyard, he saw the pot of water. So Lord Chaitanya came dancing into his house. Just imagine you're sitting in your house and this whole kid, Hare Krishna. Because I had some vague idea of that, because I've been in my place and sometimes kirtan parties come to my house or my kuti in Radhakund. And it's very exciting, actually. Because I can see how it depends on the vibration. But the vibration moves everything. Everything is moved by vibration. So one type of sound vibration will move our heart in one direction, and another type of sound vibration will move our heart in another direction. If someone says, I hate you, I'm going to kill you, that moves your heart in one direction. If someone says, I love you, I want to serve you, then that moves your heart in another direction. So this is what's happening. Sridhar's in his house. He's a married man. He's an old person with grandchildren, whatever. The Lord and the whole Sankirtan party is coming to his house. how happy he would be. So he saw, Lord Chaitanya saw that broken old iron pot of water pot sitting by the outside of the house. Bhakta prema bujaite shri shachinandan lohapatra tuli lai lena tatrikshan jalapie mahaprabhu sukapanar kara shakti acheta naya karibhar marilun bali dakaye shidhar more samharite se aila moraghar. To show his love for his devotee Sridhar, Sri Satchinandan suddenly picked up that broken, useless iron water pot, and he drank water from that iron pot in his own ecstasy. Who had the power to stop Mahaprabhu from drinking water from that broken iron pot? Seeing this, Sridhar, Kulaveshwar Sridhar exclaimed, "Oh, I'm finished! I'm finished! The Lord has come to my house to kill me!" Mahaprabhu happily drank water from that old iron pot of Sridhara. On seeing Gaurasundara taking service without asking, poor Sridhar blamed his fortune, which was a result of his poverty, and he said, "I could not properly welcome Gaurasundara. Therefore he has forcibly drunk water from my broken water pot to kill me, to inflict my heart with distress." Apparently, because he's lamenting, he's so poor, Sridhar, that in the Vedic etiquette, when an atithi comes, because he wasn't expected nor invited, the Lord just popped in, just came there. So the Vedic etiquette in the Grihastha life, if someone comes to your house, he is supposed to be received by the minimal reception. The minimal reception is some sweet words of greeting. Swagatam, swagatam. Aye, aye, betiye, betiye, aramse. And then how are you, this, that, the other thing. And then the next thing is some water, at least some, this minimum, this is very, anyone, the poorest person can give this, generally. Some cup of water, some kind words, and some sitting place, some straw mat. Please, oh, I'm very poor, I don't have nice love seat, cushion, sofa. Please sit on my sofa. My reclining chair, my love, what do they call it? The swinging thing, my julin, love seat. But it has a little Jai Go Haribo! Jai Mukunda Murari Gopal, Vanamali. Offer some water and some seat, at least a straw mat, kusa mat, or something. A banana leaf. I have nothing, please sit on a banana leaf. So, asan, water, and kind words. This is the minimum reception. He doesn't even have a cup of water to offer the Lord. He doesn't even have a cup in his house. That's why he feels bad. All he had outside by the doorstep was a broken iron pot, water pot. Just a pot where they would, you know, like a pail in Balti, you go to collect the water. And so they would just pick that up. Or maybe he had some banana leaf, he put a banana leaf in and drink some water from it. He didn't even have a gilas, as they say. Hindi for glass is gilas. I went to Hindi class, he said, "This is called gilas." I said, "Why didn't you just say glass?" "No, gilas." I said, "If you're going to, I came here to learn Hindi and you're telling me this is a gilas." He's thinking, "This, my Lord is taking water from this broken, rusty, iron water pot." People drink water from a copper pot, from a silver pot, but a broken, rusty, iron pot? Do you know what water tastes like when it's in an iron pot? It tastes like loha. Loha ras. You know loha? You ever tasted iron? Lohasafa or loha basma. There's different medicines for increasing the red blood count. Iron is not a very, it's like rust if you lick some rusty thing. So the water tastes like that. So he's not speaking very well. Balia murchita haila sukriti sridhar prabhu bali shudamore ajikalavar kelevara. After speaking like this, the sukriti, the pious sridhar fell unconscious. The Lord said, Prabhupada, Shudamore Aji Kalevara. Today my body has become purified. So one side, the bhakta, the owner of that iron water pot, is fainted in the ground out of embarrassment and shame. He says, oh, what offense I've made to my Lord. My Lord has come to my house and such a terrible thing he's done. He fainted. And the Lord is declaring, on the other side, the Lord is declaring, ah, today my body has become purified. What made his body, what made his life pure? His kalevara, shuddha, shud kalevara, shud jivan, shud sharir. What made his body pure? The fainting of his devotee? His devotee fainting on the ground, that made his body pure? Iron water pot? That made his body pure? The holy name? Aji mora bhakti haila krishnara charan shidara jalapan karilon jakan. Today by drinking this water from Shridhar's pot, I have attained devotion for the lotus feet of Krishna. Very mysterious. The Lord is speaking in riddles. You know riddles? He's saying, I've drank water from this rusty iron pot, broken, often repaired water pot, and now I have attained Krishna Bhakti Charan. Devotion to the lotus feet of Krishna. Ekane se Vishnu Bhakti Haila Amar Kahite Kahite Pore Nayanera Dhar. Mahabhu continued, now I have attained devotional service to Vishnu, Vishnu Bhakti. After speaking like this, tears flowed from the eyes of the Lord. And Nayanera Dhara. Dhara means a river. Dhara. Flow. Dhara. Vaishnavera Jala Pani Vishnu Bhakti Hai Sabare Bhujaya Prabhu Gauranga Sadhai. The merciful Lord Gauranga revealed to everyone that one attains devotional service to Vishnu by drinking of Vaishnava's water. Purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Griniyad Vaishnavaj Jalam. That's some statement. One should accept water from a Vaishnava. By drinking the remnants of a Vaishnava's water, devotional service to Vishnu is awakened. Ordinary people consider that all the possessions of an akinchan, which means an akinchan, or we say niskinchan, you can say niskinchan sadhu, niskinchan Vaishnav, or akinchan. Niskinchan or akinchan means same thing. Materially exhausted Vaishnava, all the possessions they have some value, except his insignificant water, which neglect is worthless. So apparently the ordinary class of Vaishnavas, of worshippers of Vishnu, they understand the value of Vaishnava, of devotees, that their cloth, their prasadi vesh, their vesh, their chapel or their chadar or their shirt or socks, sweater, their clothes is tadiya, that's somewhat worshipful, it's honorable, it's valuable, it has some spiritual power. It's good to have that and to honor that. And of course their food remnants, the food that they've eaten, and their karang, their wooden sandals or whatever, wooden shoes, they're valuable and important things to have. Everyone understands that, but generally all these same pious religious people, they don't place any value on the water. Lord Chaitanya this whole pastime here, he's trying to illustrate, it's not the iron pot that gave him bhakti to Vishnu. It's not Kulavetra Sridhar's fainting on the ground in Murchita, unconsciousness, that gave Lord Chaitanya Vishnu bhakti. But he wanted to proclaim to the world that what gave him Vishnu bhakti, or what will give anyone Vishnu bhakti, if one drinks the water, the remaining water from been drunk by a Vaishnava. And that same point is established by another Mahajan, Krishna's Kaviraj in the Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhaktapada Jal, there it doesn't actually say about his drinking water. Interesting point. It says Bhaktapada Jal, Bhaktapada Duli, Bhaktapada Jal, Bhakta Avashesha, Bhakta Bukta Avashesha, Teen Mahabal. Bhakta Bukta Avashesha, that remnants, the food that he's enjoyed, that which he has enjoyed, the food he hasn't eaten afterwards, Avashesha, and the water that has washed his feet, Bhakta Padajal, and his the dust of his feet, these have great spiritual power. But here, Lord Chaitanya wants to say also the drinking water. So that's why it's very beneficial to offer any visiting Vaishnava water. I know oftentimes people visit our ashram, all kinds of Vaishnavas, and that's the etiquette, offer them a seat and water and some aprasad. And they say, oh, no, you're a sannyasi, you know, don't serve us. I said, no, that's okay, because I'm thinking something else. I'm thinking that they'll leave some water, and when they go, I'll drink that water. So I'm trying, in my own small way, I'm acting like Kala Krishnadas. Kala Krishnadas, he's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kala Krishnadas, and he took the remnants from every single Vaishnava in Bengal. Every single Vaishnava. Big or low, he didn't consider. And Lord Chaitanya allowed him to take his water from his feet in Puri, Kala Krishnadas. So this is... Lord Chaitanya wants to drive this point home to everyone, how valuable is simply the water that he himself is teaching. Because the Lord, whenever the Lord comes to this world, either as Krishna, or as Ram, or as Gauranga, or the Lord's devotees come to this world, the Lord's devotees are in this world right now. You're the Lord's devotees. And what do? You teach everyone about the Lord. You teach how to behave. You teach the tattva and the achar, the behavior, sadachar. The behavior of Vaishnava, how does he walk, how does he think, dress, look, act, everything. And you teach about the tattvas, the truth of the Lord, Bhagavat tattva, Prema tattva, Rasa tattva, all the Siddhanta. So the devotees of the Lord, they're teachers, and the Lord is a teacher. So the Lord is always here, the devotees are always here. Sometimes it's prakat, sometimes it's aprakat. When Krishna was here, he was teaching so much Uddhava Gita, Bhagavad Gita, and so many, and Mahabharata, so many teachings. Now Gauranga is also teaching. He came 500 years ago to teach all the brahmanas and all the Vaishnavas and all the pious religious people, Navadvipa, and ultimately the entire world. See how valuable are the Vishnu Bhaktas? This Skolavitra Sridhar was socially, he's impoverished. He's a very poor fellow. No social distinction, no pooj, low pooj pratishta, insignificant character on the landscape, selling a few leaves. The leaf plate salesman is not a very prominent person in the city. Well, what is this? Who is this guy? Oh, he sells leaf plates. Who cares who he is? But if you're the mayor, or you're the this or that, or the dean of the biggest school in town, then you have some fame, name and fame. So he has no name and fame, no position in the society, no well-renowned, but he is being used to teach that, see, he's a Vaishnava. And I will drink the water from his... I don't even care what kind of container it's given to me in. That water is valuable, whether it's in a gold pot or an iron pot or a rusted pot or a silver glass or a stainless steel gilas or whatever it's in, aloha bartan. It is valuable. It is so valuable you can get Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem, Vishnu Prem, Vishnu Mukti, Vishnu Bhakti means mukti. One sip and you get mukti. You drink one sip of water, mukti prapti. Pani pio. Pial, I see, pial, pial, pial. Pani seva, jal seva, jal seva. It's very good. A lot of sukriti by distributing water. Sukriti means that you get a human birth or you get some benefit in your next life. But if you get the water from the cup of a Vaishnava, you get mukti. Not sukriti, you get mukti, which is the perfection of all sukritis, leads to finally sarasanga, then an attainment of Krishna. So There's one verse that Vrindavanas Thakur quotes here in the Padma Puran. Pratyad Vaishnavasyanam Pratyanena Vichakshanena Sarvapapa Vishudyartam Tadabhave Jalam Pivet. So now, of course, in Shastra, especially in these Shastras by the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they will make some statement in Bengali or cite some Leela or pastime called Leela Vichar, consideration of a pastime or anecdote. Then to support it or to create a praman or establish a philosophical truth, they could just, Krishnadas Kaviraj could say, I say this, and he's a Mahajan for us. And we should, Krishnadas Kaviraj said it? Okay, fine. It's an injunction. It's absolute truth. It's praman. It's the truth. Or Vrindavanas Thakur said it. Vedavyas Vrindavanas Thakur said it. That's enough for me. He's Lord Chaitanya's devotee. He's a pure devotee. But they don't do that. Even though they're qualified to establish the absolute truth and to speak authoritatively and convincingly on the absolute truth, they always cite the previous shastras, the Puranas and the Shrutis and Smritis, in order to back up their statements. This is the standard. You see that Bhagavan Sri Krishna did the same thing in Bhagavad Gita. And he's explaining about different points of philosophy to to Arjuna. Then he says, Rishibir Bahudacha. There's a couple of verses. He says, Rishibir. And then he says, Devala Vyasa. And then he says, Arjuna does the same thing, and so does Krishna. Krishna is saying, Rishibir. One verse he says, though all the truths I'm telling you, Arjuna, have been established by the previous rishis. The previous rishis have said these things, and also the Vedic Shastras. And then when Arjuna is telling Krishna, he's saying, that you are the Pavitram Bhavam, you are the Supreme Purifier. He said, not only I'm saying this, but Asita, Devala, all these great rishis, they're also saying that. So even Arjuna is backing up his statements of the previous rishis. Therefore, Vrindavanas Thakur, in his context of telling his story, says, Padma Purana is telling the same point that Lord Chaitanya is telling. Of course, Lord Chaitanya is the supreme authority, but even he's using this. He's saying, Padma Purana, one of the ancient Puranas, Sattvic Puranas, says, to become free from sinful reactions, a wise person should sincerely beg for the remnants of the Lord, or the remnants of the Vaishnavas. However, if one cannot obtain either of these food substances, he should drink the remnants of a Vaishnava's water, or the water that has washed his feet. So this statement is even in the ancient Puranas, the Puranic literatures, the Smritis, they're encouraging us, all the followers of the Vedas, to drink the water from the Vaishnavas. So powerful it is. Bhakta Vatsalya Deki Sarva Bhaktagan Sabara Utila Maha Anande Krandan. When all the devotees saw Mahaprabhu's display, his affection for his devotees, they all began to cry in great ecstasy. So Lord Chaitanya, he's God, he's drinking the water from his devotee. As we just heard that one should drink the remnants of God's water, or we should drink the remnants of God's devotees, the Vaishnava's water. But it doesn't say that God should drink the remnants of his devotees' water. The Lord Chaitanya and the devotees are seeing this, huh? The Lord has become a bhakta of his bhaktas? What? It's a reversal of roles. The master is taking the role of the servant. The Lord is the master, and the bhakta is the servant. Das, 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 ano das. So the devotees are amazed. Mahananda Krandana. They were filled with joy and they started crying, Krandan, Krandan. These are the exchanges of love, Rasa Shastra. Inconceivable dealings on the highest platform of pure love. Nityananda Garadhara Padila Kandiya Advaita Shivasa Kande Bhumite Padiya. Nityananda Garadhara, Advaita and Shivasa, they all fell down on the ground crying. Kande. Kande Haridasa Gangadasa Vakreshwara Murari Mukunda Kande Sri Chandrasekara Haridas Gangadas Vakreshwara Murari Mukunda Sri Chandrasekara, who is the father, he's a took the role of his father after Jagannath Mishra died. He's next door neighbor, he's older. They're all rolling on the ground crying. Govinda, Govinda Nanda, Sri Garva Shriman, Kande Kashishvara, Sri Jagannanda Ram. Govinda, Govinda Nanda, Sri Garva Shriman, Kashishvara, Sri Jagannanda and Rama. They also began to cry, Jagadisha Gopinath, Nandanacharya, Sri Kumbhara, Garuda. And many others began to cry, Kandaye Sarajana. This is the whole pastimes of Gauranga. They're either laughing or crying. they're laughing as crying, and they're crying as laughing also. Because it's all full of prem. Laksha koti loka khande shire dhiya hat. Krishna reta kura mora anatera nath. Millions of people held their heads and cried and exclaimed, Oh dear Krishna! Oh my Lord! Oh Lord of the helpless! Anath, nath. Ki hai le bhalite nari, shidare avase, sarva bhave prema bhakti, hai le prakashe. The author Vrindavan Das Thakur states, I am unable to describe what happened at Sridhar's house, where loving devotional service was fully manifested. Krishna Bali Khande Sarva Jagata Harishe Sankopa Haila Siddhi Gora Chandra Hase. As everyone cried and chanted the name of Krishna in ecstasy, Gora Chandra smiled, for his mission was fulfilled. Deka Sabha Bhai E Bhaktir Mahima Bhakta Vatsal Jera Prabhu Karilena Simha. O brothers, just see the glories of the devotees. The Lord displays his greatest affection for his devotees. Loha Jala Patra Tate Bahirera Jala Parama Adare Pana Kailena Sakala. It was an old iron water pot filled with water meant for external use. Yet, Lord Chaitanya most affectionately drank all of it. Now we can wonder what it is, does it mean, external use. It was an old iron, broken iron water pot kept at the outside of the entrance door of the house, meant for external use. In those days, there was no attached baths. Everybody went out to the fields to pass. So either they would come, and that was external use. Take some water from that pot and wash your feet off before you enter the house, or wash your hands. It wasn't some water pot kept on the dining room table. You go in a guest house, and there's some nice barton there, a shiny barton with water on it. It was not some old thing sitting on the ground outside the entrance door. Like outside my house, I have a balti of water. It's for the birds. Actually, the birds land there and they drink water. They like drinking. It's like a bird bath. You know, they sit there on the edge of the balti and they drink water. The Lord drank water from the broken iron water pot of the poor Sridhar, Kulavitra Sridhar. And thus, Lord Gauranga taught the entire world how to respect and honor devotees. Param arte pana icha haila jakane suda amrita bhakta jala haila takane. When Gauranga developed a transcendental desire to drink that devotee's water, when the Lord developed a desire to drink, then that devotee's water tasted like the purest nectar, suda amrita jala. So we'll continue that discussion tomorrow. Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur ki, Chaitanya Bhagavat ki, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.